The Argos posted a 28-23 mark last season, finishing sixth in the Gulf South Conference tournament and unranked nationally.
My job is to try to lead this team and build a culture and a team that they're playing for more than just themselves. We like the team we put together, the chemistry, the culture is a lot different than last year.
Head coach Mike Jeffcoat enters his 13th year in the dugout and says part of that job has moved from the diamond to cyberspace.
In today's society, our student athletes are bombarded with the social media. It's our job to make sure they are appreciative, you know, understand that it's a privilege to do what we do and to represent this great university and the Pensacola community.
Echoing the coach's sentiments is utility man Nick Kirkman, a senior from Oviedo.
You get with a group of guys and sometimes you automatically click and like sometimes you shy away, and like this group, everyone just gets along with each other and it's just fun to be around them all the time.
The first order of business has been rebuilding a pitching rotation around Jared Middleton, Trace Penton, and Jared Gonzalez. All three had at least four starts and 15 appearances last season, but Jeffcoat continues to seek that dominant arm for the staff.
Baseball-wise, you talk about the 90-plus mile-an-hour type guy. We have a few guys I think that could touch that, but they're going to pitch in the 85 to 88 range, so we have more of those guys that are similar. But my pitching philosophy has always been I don't break out the radar gun. I'm not as concerned with it. It's a matter of changing speeds and figuring out how to locate the fastball in and out and get the hitters off balance.
Out in the field, West Florida returns 12 position players, including a half dozen starters from 2017. And among them is senior infielder Nick Strasser from Orlando, whose season was cut short by injury.
Very tough, considering the fact that I've started every freshman year, sophomore year, and then have that injury. I'm excited to be back and ready to get going.
And if you look at these guys' careers, you look at the stats, both of these guys, when they've been in the lineup every day, both of them have hit over 300, which is being consistent and being productive.
Once again, Argos head coach Mike Jeffcoat.
They've had the good years. They've seen the down year. I know they strive to want to try to get a ring before they get out of this program, and we certainly want to do everything we can for them to do that.
At this stage of preparation, the 11th hour before the start of the season, Jeffcoat says you see both good and bad, which can be tough to evaluate.
I think our lineup is swinging the bat real well, and they're giving our pitchers fits. Sometimes our pitchers do well, and other times they don't, and some of that is because we've got some good offensive players. But we definitely want to have guys that can come in at those strikes. That's why we build our team around the pitching and the defense.
West Florida will begin its 50-game season on Friday against Florida Southern in Lakeland. The home opener is a week later with Rollins College. In all, the Argos have 11 non-conference games before starting Gulf South Conference play against North Alabama in Florence on February 24th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.